الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. وعن عبد الله ابن صامت عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه: نحن نتذاكر ونحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيهما أفضل، مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أم مسجد بيت المقدس؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لصلاة في مسجدي هذا خير من 4 صلوات فيه، ولنعم المصلى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام الطبراني رحمه الله في معجم الأوسط، ورواه الحاكم رحمه الله في المستدرك. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, it has been approximately 40 days since Masjid Al-Aqsa was completely closed down. It was closed on the 28th of February. So we are looking at some days into Ramadan, 12 days into Ramadan, 11 days into Ramadan. Masjid Al-Aqsa, which is the Masra of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the first leg of the journey of the Messenger of Allah from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa, finished at Masjid Al-Aqsa. So this is the Masra of the Messenger of Allah. His journey of Mi'raj started from Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is the very masjid from where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam performed imamat of 123,999 sahaba. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was the imam. This is the very masjid that we classify as our first qibla. You can call second qibla. Our first qibla was Masjid Al-Aqsa. You can call this the holiest site, third holiest site after Islam. So this area has been closed down by the zalim, oppressive Zionist regime for approximately 40 days. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, after 40 days, today morning, the Masjid Al-Aqsa opened for worshippers. Alhamdulillah. It opened today after 40 days. 3,000 Muslims, according to Al Jazeera TV, read Fajr namaz today in Masjid Al-Aqsa. 3,000. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We don't value the security and the peace and the ease that we have. Unfortunately, how do we thank Allah? How do we thank Allah? Our fajr becomes qada. These people are crying to read salat in the masjid. Today we have the freedom, we have no value. You know, mashallah, someone said it so beautifully. You want to know the value of health? Go to the hospital and see the people, the patients who are in hospital. You want to know the value of freedom? Go to the prisons. Go to the prisons, and there you will see what is the value of being able to come to the masjid, being able to go to the park, being able to go, mashallah, taking your children, bringing your children to the masjid, outside to the shopping center, etc., etc. You want to know the value of life, then you go into a qabristan, you go into a graveyard. Today, unfortunately, we as elders, we as parents, we have not recognized and realized the value of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Today, we have not realized. When we have not realized, what education do we think we will be able to pass on to our children? We can't. I'm just going to give you, I'll just relate to you one hadith. that gives you the idea. You'll find tens of hadith in regards to the virtue of Masjid Aqsa. I want to quote with you to yourselves one hadith. And this is the hadith from Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. Abdullah ibn Samit, the brother of Sayyidina Ubada ibn Samit, Abdullah ibn Samit says, from Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari. This is a hadith, absolutely sahih hadith, quoted as sahih by Allama Shamsuddin al-Zahabi rahimahullah. This is a hadith quoted by Allama al-Tabarani rahimahullah in his Mu'jam al-Awsat, and then also quoted by Imam Hakim rahimahullah in his Musadrak. Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari says, نَحْنُ نَتَذَاكَرُ وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Sorry, تَذَاكَرْنَا وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ We were in the midst of the Messenger of Allah in Masjid Nabawi, and we were discussing أَيُّهُمَا أَفْضَلْ Which one is more virtuous? أَيُّهُمَا أَفْضَلْ مَسْجِدَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَمْ مَسْجِدَ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ Performing Salat in Masjid Nabawi or performing Salat in Masjid Aqsa? Which one is better? So this is what we were discussing in the presence of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was the response of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? Rasulullah salam responded by saying, Salatun fi masjidi hada. Salatun fi masjidi hada khayrun min arba'i salawatin fihi. You read one Salat in Masjid Nabawi. It's greater than reading four Salat in Masjid Aqsa. So one Salat in Masjid Nabawi is equivalent to four in Masjid Aqsa. But then Rasulullah said, وَلَا نِعْمَ الْمُصَلَّى Yes, it's a wonderful place to perform Salat. Masjid Aqsa is a wonderful place to perform Salat. And mashallah, those brothers who have been, if you want to see originality, if you want to see asal, meaning what it was like in the time of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, what it was like in the centuries ago, you want to see it, I don't think you'll find absolutely anything in the original state in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara. You tell me one thing that was existent in the time of Messenger of Allah in that state, till today it still exists in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarramah. Inshallah, now you've got high clock towers, you've got the clock tower that absolutely, you know, has overtaken every other building. And Rasulullah said, one of the signs of Qiyamah will be that the people will carve out mountains and their houses or their buildings will go and they will be higher than the Ka'batullah itself. Today we know this is this prophecy of the Messenger of Allah. You know what is shocking? Shaykh al-Islam Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani says, what makes me cry when I go to Makkah Mukarramah and especially Medina Munawwara? The only thing I see is still in its original state till today is the fort or is the house of Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf in Medina Munawwara. Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, this was a Jewish man, a staunch enemy of the Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah had him killed in 3 AH after, if I remember rightly, most probably after Badr, or maybe even after Uhud. Rasulullah had two Jewish individuals killed, one in Medina Munawwara and one towards the area of Khaybar. One was Abu Rafi' and one was Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. It was a very, very dangerous man. Till today, you go into Medina Munawwara, it says outside his apartment. Obviously, it's now, you can see the remnants, whatever is left. Baqaida, it says, if anyone is caught knocking down anything of this area, then that individual will be prosecuted. And this is by who? By the Saudi government. You will see absolutely nothing original there. Nothing at all. You want to see something original that gives you a reminder of the olden days, then mashallah, you have to go to Masjid Aqsa. You will see originality there, and mashallah, the people are also absolutely wonderful. But I want to quote you the hadith. Just continue with the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Dhar. وَلَيُوشِكَنَّ أَنْ لَا يَكُونَ لِلْرَّجُلِ مِثْلُ شَطَنْ فَرَسِهِ من الأرض خير له سوري يرى منه بيت المقدس خير له من الدنيا أو قال خير من الدنيا وما فيها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. There will come a time where if you are able to have a piece of land that equates to the size of a rein or a whip of a horse, مثل شطني فرسه من الأرض حيث يرى منه بيت المقدس. If you can have enough space right close to Masjid Aqsa, from where you are able to see Masjid Aqsa, this will be better for you than the world and whatever it contains. Now just imagine Rasulullah is saying, if you can have an area right next to Masjid Aqsa, from where you are able to see Masjid Aqsa, this will be better for you, let alone reading namaz inside. Reading namaz inside. So my point, the fact that the Sahaba were even discussing, okay, which masjid is afdal? Is it Masjid Aqsa or is it Masjidul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is ample proof in the sight of the Sahaba. Masjid Aqsa was held in very, very high esteem. It was held in very high esteem. So the reason I mentioned this today, because mashallah, there are young children here. And you know, it is my responsibility, it is your responsibility to try and educate our children in regards to the history of Masjid Aqsa. Because you believe me, our children will grow up, maybe wallahu alam, they'll know about Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. And what they know about Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara as well is a shopping center. They'll know Bin Dawood, they'll know Ghazaz in Medina Munawwara, they'll know Bin Dawood in Makkah Mukarrama, they'll know the high skyscrapers in Makkah Mukarrama. That's all they will know. They do not know the original history of Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabwi, and Masjid al-Aqsa. So it is my duty, it is your duty, try inshallah. You can find online kitabs now, you will find them very, very easily, 40 virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa. 40 virtues of Masjid Aqsa. Inshallah, try and read them whenever the opportunity is right. Inshallah, please try and take our children rather than taking them to Dubai, which mashallah, now you're not going to go anyway. Hopefully, you're not going to go and our eyes will open, inshallah. A lot of people are leaving and they are leaving Dubai. Okay, a lot of people, especially from the Far East. Okay, mashallah, multiple individuals have taken out tens of millions of pounds from Dubai. Okay, khair, inshallah. That is another story in itself. But number one, so this is one thing, inshallah, please educate our children. Alhamdulillah, Masjid Aqsa is now open. But we need to make dua that we go to the next level. And inshallah, we need to make dua, Allah Ta'ala liberate Masjid Aqsa. Allahumma ja'allana fihi salatin qabla al-mamat. Allahumma harrir al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala free Masjid Aqsa. Allah Ta'ala allow us all to read salat in Masjid Aqsa whilst it is in the control of the Muslims. The other thing that we now have realized, and you must have seen and you must have heard in the news, and the Israelis are literally rejoicing over the fact that they have passed a law. They can deal with Muslim Palestinian prisoners in the jails in Israel that are held there without any charge. Those people that are held there, they can do whatever they want to them. They pass a law, I'm sure you know, they pass a law. Okay, they can execute them, they can without absolutely any charge. They can do whatever they want. And you must have heard of Ben-Gavir, okay, one of the shaitans. You know, there's one thing, inshallah. Zulm has its end. There are consequences of zulm. And inshallah, that will come to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us over and over again in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, look, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not... how Allah Ta'ala dealt with the people of Qawm Aad, Qawm Thamud, how Allah Ta'ala dealt with Qawm Fir'aun. So, you know, they say, Allah Ta'ala will tolerate kufr. Allah will not tolerate zulm. Allah will tolerate kufr. Allah Ta'ala will not tolerate zulm. This is a system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will not tolerate zulm. I'm sure you know what happened. You know, Ariel Sharon, one of the Israeli prime ministers prior to Netanyahu, and maybe even before him as well. Okay, Ariel Sharon, he went into a coma, I think around 2008, I think. He went into a coma and he stayed in a coma for 8 years. He was in a coma, in a state of a vegetarian state for 8 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was known as a butcher of Sabra and Shatila. This was an individual that killed hundreds and thousands of Palestinians. So my second message, inshallah, you know, this is something that everyone should hold on to. Now you've realized who your enemies are. With the war in Iran, with the war in Palestine, with the annexation of land, with West Bank and the land being taken in of our Muslim brothers and sisters, we should be realizing, our eyes should be opening to know who our true enemies are. You know, I would like to share with you something that is a great takeaway lesson for everyone when it comes to this situation in Palestine. This is part of a bigger plan of the Israelis. They have a 5-point plan. I've mentioned this before as well. In the month of Ramadan, they have a 5-point plan. Number one, they want Armageddon. They want Armageddon. Armageddon means the major war, the big war, the great war. They call it Al-Malhamatul Kubra. It's mentioned as Al-Malhamatul Kubra, number one. Number two, they want the destruction of Masjid Al-Aqsa. What they have done in 40 days, whilst it was completely shut to the public, Allah knows best. What they have done, they've already dug multitudes of underground tunnels that go direct into Masjid Al-Aqsa. What they have done in 40 days, Allah Ta'ala knows best. So that's their other plan. Another plan is the establishment of Greater Israel. Another plan of theirs is they want to build the Temple of Solomon. The Temple of Suleiman, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was destroyed twice. Now they call it the third temple. And number five, they want to take the stone of Dawood alayhi salam that was placed on the throne of Dawood alayhi salam from Westminster Abbey. Currently it is in Westminster Abbey. They want to take that and they will put it into the new temple, into the third temple. These are the plans of these individuals, and they are very, very brutal plans. But you know, like I've mentioned, zulm comes to an end. The level of zulm, see, I personally urge every father here to sit your child in front of Al Jazeera TV. I'm not promoting that you should be watching TV. Every father here should put your children in front of the recording of Al Jazeera TV of how our brothers and sisters are living in the tents in Palestine. In the tents in Palestine. You believe me, they are living in a situation that you would not be happy to keep your cat and your dog. Not that you keep a dog, but you would not be happy to keep your cat, okay, in that kind of an area. You have young babies in the tents. When they are sleeping, rats are coming and biting and chewing at their lips and at their cheeks. This is what is happening to our children. Our children, you know, our children in this country need to see this. But the question is, do I feel sorry for them? The question is, we don't. And genuinely we don't. Why? Because mashallah, they are martyrs. They are martyrs. You have to understand, you have to realize, okay, have our eyes opened. Have our eyes opened. You know, I would like to quote to you what Sayyidina Umar al-Mukhtar. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Sayyidina Umar al-Mukhtar. Umar al-Mukhtar was a great warrior that was born in Libya. He was born in Libya in 1862. Around 1862, he was born. MashaAllah, he was from the Sinusi order. Okay, a great spiritual teacher of the Quran. And then alongside that, he was the leader of the resistance at the time when Italy raided. You know, these very Western people that are telling me and you that we are, you know, they say war on terror. They are the very individuals that are the people of war of terror. They have war of terror. You know, they say Muslims are people of... You tell me how many millions were killed. How many millions were killed in World War I and World War II? That was perpetrated by Islam and the Messenger of Allah. How many people were killed in Nagasaki and Hiroshima in the bombings that were sent down by America in 1945, on the 6th of August 1945, and then 9th of August 1945? Who were the perpetrators of those bombs? Nuclear bombs. in Hiroshima in 1945 that killed 140,000 people out of a population of, at that time in Hiroshima, 350,000 population. Those very people who are educating us that we are the people of terror, that we are not the people of terror, they are the two people of terror. The West are the ones who have, you know, colonized people. Have, you know, if you look at imperialism, if you look at colonization, if you look at destruction, devastation, this was done by the very, very people that are now saying that they are the makers of peace. They are anything but the makers of peace. So do we feel sorry for our brothers and sisters in Palestine? The question is, we don't. Because alhamdulillah, they've won over life. They've given sacrifices for Masjid Al-Aqsa, and they will stand head high, inshallah, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when they are going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be feeling sorry for ourselves. We should be feeling sorry for ourselves. Ask ourselves, what have we done? What have we given for Masjid Al-Aqsa? Umar al-Mukhtar, when he was executed, he was asked, do you have any final words? And you know, we will still pardon you. You know what he said? لن نستسلم ننتصر أو نموت. We will never submit. We will never surrender. We will either be victorious, we will win, or we will die. And then Umar al-Mukhtar, you know what his last words were? When he was executed in 1931, at the age of almost 70, he was captured at the age of 70. He led guerrilla warfare in Libya against the they were known as the resistance movement against the invaders and the people of genocide from Italy. This is what we're saying, the very, very Europeans. Okay, these individuals, he was the one who led for 20 years guerrilla warfare. And you know what his last words were? What his last words were to the executioner when he was told, do you have any parting last few words? MashaAllah, you know what his words were? I will be remembered, my name will live on much longer than your name. Every child that has passed away, every male, female that has passed away in Palestine, inshallah, their names are etched and sketched on the walls of Jannah, inshallah, in the highest maqamat of Jannah. So inshallah, we will hope for them. But inshallah, now I'm just going to finish, inshallah, my time is over. I'm just going to finish on this, inshallah. Most certainly you have to say Iran has won. Most certainly. Yes, we know Iran have had a huge loss in terms of infrastructure. Maybe they have been put back by 50 years. But you tell me, can you call this a victory for America? MashaAllah, now there's not a single word that the orange man says that anyone trusts. Not a single word is trusted that comes out of his mouth. And this is, you know, Mufti Abu Lubaba Shah Mansur from Pakistan, he's wrote a kitab called Dajjal Kaun Kab Kaha. And in that kitab, he's proven America is one of the Dajjal Minat Dajajila. Dajjal Minat Dajajila. Khair, inshallah. How can you call those goals that you have set out to attain at the beginning of the war? Number one, you are going to have a leadership change. Now, even the West are saying, now the leader that you have now in Iran is maybe worse than the one that they had prior to him. So, mashallah, what have you done with the leadership in Iran? For yourself, really, for the West, they've made it worse. Number one. Number two, we are going in and we are going to open the Strait of Hormuz. But that was already open. So, mashallah, what are you going to open? Now you made it worse. You've now made it worse. MashaAllah, Iran has now become, economically, it's become very, very strong. MashaAllah, they want, I don't know how many millions for every ship that goes past. SubhanAllah, I don't know how many hundreds of ships are still waiting on the Strait of Hormuz to be given the green light by Iran. Where did they have that position before? And now, MashaAllah, they say, we will not sell our oil in American dollars. We either sell in Iranian currency or in Chinese currency. They said, we are going in and we will make them absolutely incapacitated. They will not have absolutely no capability of making ballistic missiles. And then, mashallah, 1 week into the war, they said, we've completely succeeded. And after that, mashallah, hundreds of missiles have come into Israel. And hundreds have come also into the Gulf states as well. But you know, we should really, our eyes should be opening. Our eyes should be opening in regards to the true reality of the West. How can you trust these very individuals? we cannot trust in me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our eyes. Inshallah, we make dua. Allah ta'ala grant us peace in this country. Inshallah, even the West have now realized, and that is a true defeat of America. You tell me which European country supported America in this war? Not a single one. Until now, everyone, mashallah, was with America. Now everyone is realizing. And Trump, you know, Trump, his rating in America has been at the absolute lowest. It's never been so low. So, alhamdulillah, it is having an adverse effect. This is why even Western American commentators are saying very, very openly and clearly, you know what they are saying? This is the beginning of the end of America as a superpower. This is the beginning of the end of America as a superpower. Why? Because when they went in, they said Iran was a very, very weak, evil enemy. So mashallah, you've not been able to defeat a very evil, weak enemy. What's going to happen to you when you have a strong enemy? Inshallah, you are going to be defeated. So this is the beginning of the end of America. Inshallah, we hope. And we know times are very, very close. But the matter is, am I and you, are we ready? So inshallah, we can at least start with Fajr namaz in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is our jihad. My jihad, your jihad, is wake up for Fajr namaz in the morning, read Fajr namaz in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, some very, very brief, a few announcements, inshallah. Please do not park on the driveway of people around the Mornington area. They've been complaining that brothers have blocked their cars, the local. So please, inshallah, be very, very careful how you are parking. Announcement number two, inshallah, there's one brother who just accepted Islam very recently, and he's passed away today, literally 1 hour ago. Non-Muslim, he accepted Islam, and he wrote in his will, "I'm dying with Islam, and please give me a Muslim burial." So he's got absolutely no family in Harlow. Obviously, his family are non-Muslim. He's got no one else. He's got no funds. So inshallah, there will be a collection for the janazah after Jumu'ah Salat. Whoever would like to give anything towards the burial, inshallah, please do see brother Khalid Javid. And inshallah, there will be a collection for Gaza straight after the Salat as well. And our brother Chima's son, inshallah, Shah Nawaz, he's in hospital, diagnosed with cancer. He's been in hospital for some time. Please make a dua for a speedy recovery for him. And whatever Allah Ta'ala grant him, may Allah Ta'ala grant him sabr and himma, and Allah Ta'ala grant him courage, inshallah. Brothers who are waiting at the back, inshallah, please just walk through, inshallah. You will get some space, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمه الله تعالى وبركاته First we say thank you very much to all the donors of Harlow جزاكم الله خير for all your donations for Ramadan and thanks for the committee of Harlow Islamic Center And thank you to Ilford Islamic Center, and thank you to Adam Masjid in Ilford as well. It's called the Green Lane Islamic Center. And as well, great thank you as well to Al Bayan Association in Ilford as well. That was all great. And thanks as well to all the donors all around the world. There's many brothers, they join us donation from all over the world. Alhamdulillah, before Ramadan, 3 weeks, Sheikh Hamza, which is the manager who is looking after the project in Gaza, he asked me, what is the plan for Ramadan? I said to him, we have just about £5,000 in the account. He said to me, what can we do with it? He said, inshallah, put the plan like this. I said to him, we're going to feed, inshallah, 200 people every day. We're going to open a Siege of Goodness kitchen, and we will feed 200 people. So by the grace of Allah and the mercy of Allah and the help of Allah, which He bless you with your donations and everyone donate all over the world and in UK especially as well. So we managed to raise 50,000K during Ramadan, over 50,000K during Ramadan, £40,000, 500, all of it being gone and used in Gaza. 35 projects being implemented, alhamdulillah. And between these 35 projects, four of them was four hospitals feeding the patients and feeding the staff. Between the four hospitals, one hospital of maternity. So be grateful for what all you're doing, alhamdulillah. And one of the dinners of the night was feeding 416 orphans. So we gather 416 orphans in one place, and we make for them a special night. We feed them, and they were so happy and grateful. Alhamdulillah, and thank you all for all your generosity. Allah call Himself the Karim, the generous. In the Day of Judgment, He will say, I am generous than you, and He will reward each one of us the best reward He got and the generosity which He got special for Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, yesterday or before yesterday, Sheikh Hamza asked me the same question. He said, what is the plan for Eid al-Adha? I said to him, I don't know. I have only 13K in the account, which we're going to do a project of water in 2 days' time or 3 days' time, inshallah. I said to him, by inshallah, we will do better than the last year. So your himma and your courage and your hard work in like Ramadan, inshallah, and we can do better than last year in Eid al-Adha. Alhamdulillah, we launched a project of Kafil al-Yateem, the frustrating of the orphans. Yeah, and this project is being implemented by one lady from the Kuwait, giving 3,500 every month to look after 52 child. And that will be coming, going ahead every month, inshallah. So you can do better by doing more than that, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. We are outside. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حق التقوى واعلموا أن النصر ليس بالعدد ولا بالعدة ولكنه من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى قال سبحانه وتعالى وما النصر إلا من عند الله وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم عباد الله في زمان تتكاثر فيه الصراعات وتتغير فيه موازين القوى يظن بعض الناس أن النصر في السلاح أو في التحالفات ولكن المؤمن يعلم أن النصر مربوط بطاعة الله نصر الله الصحابة في بدر وهم قلة لأنهم صدقوا مع الله وأخلصوا النية وتوكلوا عليه حق التوكل فلنسأل أنفسنا أين نحن من الصلاة وأين نحن من طاعة الله وأين نحن من ترك المعاصي فإن الهزيمة لا تأتي من خارج ولكنها تبدأ من داخل القلوب أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس عباد الله إن الأمم تصعد وتهبط والقوى تتغير والأحوال تتقلب وذلك كله سنة الله في الخلق ولكن السؤال ليس من غلب ومن هزم بل السؤال هل نحن مع الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك أن تداعى عليكم الأمم قالوا أمن قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله قال لا بل أنتم كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل والسبب حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت فالضعف حقيقته ضعف الإيمان لا ضعف العدد يا عباد الله اللهم ارض عنا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كلهم عدول أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم وقال سبحانه وتعالى في شأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها اللهم انصر اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم انصر المستضعفين من الأمة في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي العراق وفي إيران وفي لبنان وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي جميع أنحاء العالم اللهم فرج كربهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم وارحم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، واذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Try and accommodate for the brothers who are right at the back, inshallah. Inshallah, any gap you see in front of you, please just fill in, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, brothers. Your mobile phones on silent, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سبو الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه. اللهم انت سلام ومنك سلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين قونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, inshallah, just a reminder, if you have blocked anyone, please leave immediately, inshallah. And whilst you are leaving, brothers, please, if you can leave silently, inshallah, without talking in the masjid prayer area.